Bullish posts, $605 million loss as crypto holdings slide. Shares dip bullish. The New York-listed crypto exchange that went public last year reported a quarterly loss of $605 million tied to a decline in the value of its own crypto holdings, missing analyst estimates and sending BLSH shares lower in the session following the print, according to a report from Decrypt on May 14th. The headline figure is not a trading loss in the usual sense. It is a mark-to-market accounting hit on the digital assets Bullish carries on its own balance sheet, which fell alongside the broader market during the period. The print also reignites a question that has trailed every publicly listed exchange since Coinbase went public in 2021. How much of a crypto exchange's reported earnings is operating performance, and how much is just the company's own coin pile bouncing around with price? The mechanics behind the loss: Bullish holds a significant portion of its treasury in digital assets, including Bitcoin and stablecoins, as part of its market making and liquidity operations. Under current accounting rules for public companies, those holdings are now marked to fair value through net income, which means quarterly P&L moves with quarterly price action. When prices fall, the loss flows straight to the bottom line, even if no coins were sold. That is the dynamic behind the $605 million figure. Decrypt's reporting frames the loss as a function of the value of Bullish's crypto holdings falling, rather than a deterioration in trading volumes, customer flows, or operating costs. The earnings miss reflects the same effect, with analyst models underestimating how much of a hit the balance sheet would take. Bitcoin traded at $81,296 as of May 14th, up 3.0% on the day, with Ether at $2,297 and Solana at $93,104, according to live market data. But the quarter that just closed saw materially weaker prints across most of the period, which is the window that matters for the mark. A familiar pattern across public exchanges. Coinbase has spent 4 years walking investors through the same mechanic each quarter, separating transaction revenue from blockchain rewards and corporate investment gains and losses. Robinhood, Bakkt, and now Bullish all carry the same exposure in different forms. The pattern is consistent. When crypto rallies, the exchanges print outsized earnings, beats driven partly by treasury appreciation. And when crypto falls, the reverse happens. For Bullish, this is the first full down quarter the company has navigated as a public entity, which makes the print a useful baseline for how its balance sheet responds to a drawdown. The loss does not say anything definitive about user growth, market share, or product traction, all of which are reported separately and were not the focus of the headline figure. The reaction in BLSH shares was negative, but contained, with the stock dipping after the print, rather than collapsing. Equity investors have largely priced in that public crypto exchange earnings are a leveraged bet on the assets they hold, and a single-digit percent decline in major coins can translate into a nine-figure quarterly accounting loss. Reading the print beyond the headline, a $605 million accounting loss is not the same as $605 million in cash burned. Bullish still earns fees from trading, custody, and institutional services. Those lines are what matter for the long-term valuation of the business, and they are visible in the operating sections of the filing rather than the headline number. What the print does flag is that exchange treasuries are now a transparent risk factor. Public investors can see, in near real time, how much of an exchange's quarterly result is driven by the market environment versus the underlying business. That visibility cuts both ways. Quarters where the market rips will look better than the operating reality. Quarters like this one will look worse. For SpendNode readers, the practical takeaway is narrower. Bullish operates a spot exchange and institutional venue rather than a consumer card or self-custody product, and the accounting loss does not change the operational status of the platform or any user-facing service. But the print is another reminder that custodial counterparties carry directional exposure that flows into their financial health, which is one of the factors behind the case for self-custody options when balances are large enough to matter.